Blog
TriLateralRadio.com. Live up in the building, y'all already know how I'm feeling because it's Wednesday. Wednesday. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, shoot yourself. Go shoot yourself to the weed man and get you some weed. There you go. Make that sound a little bit better. It's going down, people. What's happening? What's happening? You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, doing a real big up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're live on the Record Game Radio Show, WDGE, in the place to be. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting to you live from TriLateralRadio.com in the building, man. Make sure you do it real big. Y'all come through and check us out. It's official home. And we got it going on. You know what I'm saying? Click on the Listen Live button. Choose the show of your choice. And listen in at the proper hour. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. We got all kinds of shows that you can go and click and listen and check out. And explore the new website. You know what I'm saying? Check out our affiliates. You know, got the new affiliates tab up there. And, you know, all sponsors and good shit. And it's going now. So today is Wednesday, Wednesday. And we talking about Halloween treats. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Halloween. You know. And we're going to give you a couple of, I do. I always find something weird and crazy, you know what I'm saying, to bring to your life, you know, then get some education on that. So make sure you go and check us out, TriLateralRadio.com. Once again, TriLateralRadio.com, TriLateral Radio.com. We are broadcasting live, people. And, you know, you can click on the, we got two different players, excuse me, because, you know, I'm drinking too. So that's how we do, you know what I mean, representing for all my drinkers and smokers out there. And so you click on Listen Live, you can chat right there live with us, you know what I'm saying, and meet cool people from around the world, like my co-host is with the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel, and also the International Smokers Representative representing the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, and my Muda Nika, Mr. Sayanai. And, you know, we do it real big. You know what I'm saying? We worldwide right here. You know what I'm saying? Taking it all the way to California, all the way up to Texas, bring it down all the way over to Las Vegas, and bring it on back down to blow weed. And I stress the weed. You know what I'm saying? I stress the weed. All right, so y'all hear the song in the background. It's my homegirl, Bonnie Von Shea. I'm going to go ahead and run it back real quick because I got to roll up for show, bro, and puff, puff, and pass. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and get back into the song and let y'all check it out real quick, and we get right back at you. This is Bonnie Von Shea, and Can't Let You Go. She is starring alongside Miss Janu in the new independent film entitled Sunshine. Due to hit a city near you, because we coming at you with some new shit. Yeah.
Where you belong, reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Baby, because I love you strong, even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong, reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Sometimes you can't help but love a man, even when you know he's unfaithful, and he's telling you everything that you want to hear. Hold you tight when you cry, no, it's just the way it is. Some days everything feels perfect, bubble bath champagne with the candle split, but then it's back to square one with the bullshit. Talking about he don't know who the hell calling, they calling, he's lying, he's cheating, but I'm trying hard to break away from this madness, but he touched my heart with so much passion. Insecurity, I know I need to let go, he got me fighting bitches that I don't know. From day one my girl telling me I messed up, I believe it too until I found out he was right up. Baby, because I love you strong, even through the time that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong, reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Baby, because I love you strong, even through the time that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong, reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Goddamn, now I'm sitting here stuck, thinking about the many times we broke up. Are you
really meant to be. Is it bad luck or dear God? I don't ask for much, but just a little bit of love and a lot of affection. I should've let you go, but I feel a connection. Like the love we share was pure perfection. Our hearts were both moving in the same direction. Everything was right, but then he went left. I'm tired of chasing him, now I'm all out of breath. I gave him my life, he lived for himself. I took my life back so he can hurt someone else. Cause too many years of heartache have gone by. Years of loving, fighting, damn boy lies. He played with my body, abused my mind. But I'll be damned if I let him break my heart this time. Yeah, because I love is strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on you, this is why I write this song. Because I love is strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song.
Money, you know what I'm saying? No ask more honest. Shouts out to him. Tipping on wax, that throwback shit. It's going down real big right there, live. That's Miss Bonnie Von Shea doing it real big. Oh, this King Rob. I thought it was my homeboy. Oh, okay, so we got some slow cuts. In the background, my homeboy King Rob. King motherfucking Rob. You know what I'm saying? Play this in the background real quick so I tell y'all something funny. Well, to me, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? People, this is not a threat to me, but, you know. This is old news. This came out last year. I just, you know, popped in some, typed in some shit, Halloween weed treats, because that's what I was looking for. And headlines. What's at the top of the headlines? Good old Southern California, where it never rains, according to Tony. But the motherfuckers wish it rained now. Got them shit out of little bitch fires kicking out everywhere and shit. Oh, well. Oh, man, you gotta love that marijuana, people. You gotta love the marijuana, the Mary Jane. Shouts out to DJ Party Time out there all the time, you know what I'm saying? Hold it down, rain and shine. Shouts out to Zay, you know what I'm saying? Everybody representing the block trade folk, you know what I'm saying? Cat Beats and Films, what up to you? Shouts out to Mars, Miss John New, you already know what to do. And everybody that be coming out there chilling with us, you know what I'm saying? What's happening to you? That's to the whole hood, what's happening? But this is in Southern California, where apparently, yeah, there's a new Halloween danger. Da 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 da. Why am I moving to Southern California just to trick or treat? To get some marijuana laced treats. Damn, I need to move. To have me to move. I'm moving for one day and I'll be back. Oh, man. Hot popcorn. That's what I'm talking about. It's no joke. Candy, cookies, and other snacks laced with marijuana are turning up in Southern California. L.A. County Sheriff's narcotic detectives say they have confiscated lots of it. The label on one packet of kettle corn read, extremely potent, especially delicious. Ha Oh, man. Some of the treats come with a sticker warning to keep them out of the hands of children. Others come with suspicious labels or none at all. Narcotics investigators said the danger is that these treats containing varying concentrations of marijuana and are often produced in unsanitary conditions. They warn children they can become very ill from eating these marijuana-based products. Probably high. Oh, man. Sorry. Well, it's top headlines. Might hear more Michael Jackson audio. Nonprofit agencies worry about prisoner plan. Two dead gunmen on the loose in California. Firefighters won't be punished for porn. It's in somebody's local news. October storm brings rain Wednesday morning. And one is killed and 11 are injured in a smuggling attempt. All this is from your, what the fuck is this? NBC LA Times News. All right, but that was super uninteresting. It was all right, but we are looking for marijuana treats, people. You know what I'm saying? What are you cooking up for the friends? I ain't talking about for the kids. You know, what are you cooking up for the homies and the homettes? Trick or treat, miss. Let's see. Oh, man. All right, recipe cans, crispy squares, fine, delicious way. Miracle marijuana, parents warn about, oh, come on, man. Halloween marijuana, cookies, recipes. Watch out for poison candy. Pottober is in the air. Pottober. Oh, man. Oh, man. Pot lace, Halloween candy, and soda. Damn. Alright, here we go. Alright, oh, that's a drag, people. Listen to Californians. Alright, some things, you know, you just got to keep under your belt. Now, you just can't be giving the kids that. Damn, y'all already giving them fucking, what is it, the peanut butter, the goddamn marijuana peanut butter. Shit. I mean, what else you gonna do to them? Yeah. Alright, anyways. Let's get some other news going on here. Let me fish on over here and see what I can find for you guys. Hold on a second. Some groovy news up. This is Dragon. Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you? This is according to iFood.tv. Which is, what the hell is this? Apparently some kind of cooking website where they have Halloween bark recipe, Halloween cookie pops. These are all Halloween marijuana cookie recipes. Oh, man, that's hard. They look like little fingers. Uh-oh. An intruder.
What? Goddamn. Where the hell you been?
Oh.
Where you been?
What happened?
No, I'm saying, where you been?
Hey, I've been on the grind, man. I'm on the grind, man. I'm trying to stack a motherfucking million, man. I'm on the motherfucking grind. I'm still here, though. We still alive. I'm going to try to have a radio right now because goddamn, you know, Blog Talk, as fucked up as they already are, chat room don't come up. So, you know, I'm over in the goddamn the other chat. Probably out of radio chat, you know what I'm saying? But no, nah, man, I've been out on the grind trying to stack my paper, man. You know what I'm saying? My goddamn paper ain't been right. So I've just been getting that. Shouts out to this weekend. Got a DJ gig to, you know, get that popped off. And I lost my goddamn cell phone for like a million fucking time. So I've been trying to order this, save my money up to order this, the cell phone watch.
Okay.
You know, go high tech a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just tired of losing my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What's been popping, locking up in California?
Nothing.
Reading about y'all, man. Goddamn. What the fuck, man? Are you part of the poison and the kids party?
The what?
This fucking pot candy that the goddamn kids received last year.
I wish they would fucking do that, get all these kids all doped up. That's what they need to fucking do, man. Man,
but they said in Southern California it was a big problem, and they said they confiscated a lot of candy. You know, marijuana-laced cookies, candy, sodas, all kind of shit that people done, you know what I'm saying, whooped up at the house.
Yeah. But you know, Smelly, that's the damn parents' fault for trusting these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? You in a legal state where you can cook marijuana and do anything with weed, and you don't think a bitch is going motherfucking... See, down here, I wish they would, because then they wouldn't be trying to kill your kids. I'd rather my kid receiving some fucking marijuana cookies than a goddamn needle in a candy bar, like these sick motherfuckers down here do. You got to be real careful down here. These bitches, you can't even really go door to door no more, because you got these old sick fucks that's doing stupid shit to the candy, you know what I'm saying, trying to poison kids or whoever eat the shit, put it that way. So, I prefer the marijuana.
Like I said, it's the damn parents' fault. I mean, this is what my... There was only one year I got a fucking pillow sack full of fucking candy. There was only one year that I got that. After that, my stomach was so upset after eating some of that candy, I just didn't want to do it no more. So, every year, I would go out and get all the candy. I'd see bums on the street. Here's little bags for them. You know what I'm saying? Here's a little bag for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what the parents should be doing. And then they cry about a $500,000 dentist fucking bill. When you're the one that fucking encouraged this shit. I mean, Halloween's fun. To dress up as any character you want. But, I mean, the candy, man, don't even bother people. Seriously.
Everybody know when they come around to me, the only thing they get is CDs, goddammit. I throw their ass with fucking CDs. That's my time to throw off all my goddamn old ass dollar movies and shit that I couldn't get up off of. Oh, I feel motherfuckers up. They thinking I'm the sweetest motherfucker in town. But this is just old shit that, you know, instead of throwing it away, save that shit up for Halloween time, and I save that shit up for Christmas. Y'all motherfuckers. That was y'all ass getting. Damn, Smell that hooked me up. He gave me like 40 movies and like 40 CDs. Yeah, because I had them bitches for like 40 days, goddammit, and them bitches old as hell. So, yeah, I keep them, stock them up and shit. You got, you making any Halloween treats and shit? You do that?
Nah, that shit ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I just chill. Be honest with you. Like, I'll go.
That way ain't nobody around there do that type of shit. Come around and be having, you know, pumpkin shaped fucking marijuana cookies and shit like that or something stupid.
I mean, there's like a couple years ago we used to do that hardcore, but shit. Now, good luck. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, monster cookies, spooky Halloween treats, bone cookies. There you go.
Yeah, well, I used to actually make some cookies and call them the bone cookies, because I had a garage sale. I got like, you know, the little imprinted little cookie things. Well, these ones were bones.
Yeah, that's what these are. These look like little bones.
Yeah. So what I used to do was I used to just, you know, throw a mixture of chocolate chip cookie mix with good old marijuana, and here's your bone snacks.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
But see, I never knew how to do them. There's a chick that I used to know. Her name was Blaze. This broad would fucking get the oil. I mean, she would get oil. I mean, she could fucking put it in jars and sell this shit. I don't know how she does it, but she gets the oil straight from the bud.
But no, I got I'm telling you, I got a homegirl. I don't know how. She showed me, she opened up a cabinet, and that bitch is like vials of that shit. And
no,
I'm like, how in the hell? Where you get some shit like that from? They do their own extraction and shit.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell they do it, but they do it. But shit, she put some in some brownies. I'm telling you, Smell, I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I was scared. That's how fucking paralyzed I was scared. I couldn't move. I was at a rock concert with the Big Grizz. I was just like,
they say it gives you a body high, you know what I'm saying? But it's not the high that you be looking for. It ain't that. It's not that blunt high. People be, you know, they go eating the brownies and shit and thinking they finna get high. Y'all finna get fucking stoned. There's a goddamn difference between high and fucking stoned. White people say they are stoned. What the fuck is a stone? That's a goddamn rock that can't fucking move.
Fucking rock.
Oh, stoned. And I've been like that. Well, shit, when I came out there to goddamn Vegas, I was stoned. Riding a motherfucker, man.
Fuck.
Pumpkin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cat's tongue. What we got here? Crispy marshmallow ghost.
Hey, what's up? Did you guys win on Monday night? I didn't even check.
Come on, man. What? Did you just curse at me? People, hold on. I got to beam this motherfucker out. Beam this motherfucker out. This some bitch just tried me. What? Did
oh,
we not
man.
Come back and spank some motherfucker ass 24-17?
I did not know.
Oh, okay.
I did not know.
Okay.
Shout
out to the Colts, though. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all coming through it. You know, doing whatever y'all did. Yeah. Oh!
Fuck.
What about the Raiders?
They blew it. That's what they did. They blew it.
Man, I ain't even follow Seattle. I had to check Seattle, see what happened.
Yeah, Seattle blew it, too.
No, what? God damn, man, what's going on with the Raiders, man?
Raiders blew it because they had a chance to beat these guys with fucking... Once you get the Raiders off their momentum, forget about it. They're gone.
Sorry to hear that, brother. What's up, man? You ain't heard from Easy Rider, man? Shit, goddamn, we ain't hear no fucking Pittsburgh talk or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Easy's been around, but, I mean, his Pittsburgh skills look like shit, so I don't think he wants to.
I'm going to have to go look up all fucking scores and shit.
I mean, you got a good quarterback. How the hell can you be wrong? You know what I mean? But Ben Roethlisberger, the last game, looked like he got jumped at the fucking parking lot. You know what I'm saying? He looked beaten.
You mean he got jumped?
No, I'm saying he looked.
Oh, just the way they whooped up on him, yeah.
Yeah, just the way he looked, man. Like he got jumped.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, so what's going down over there? How's party time and everybody?
Oh, shit, chilling like a villain. We got a block party Saturday we doing.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got a block party. I'm going to be DJing for. Got to go on. Get the big boy music out and shit. Motherfucking... Bitch talking about shit. I had to ask. Now I asked people before I even bring my shit. I said, how loud you want it now? You want, can you add a bit louder? You just have a little loud. Nah, I want that bitch. Alright. Like I'm motherfucking faking. I always bring the police around that bitch. I don't even fuck off. Bring them goddamn 15s out, put 215s out, put my 412s out on the side. And when I crank that bitch up, shit.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. This motherfucker going down. I'm trying to motherfucking set some car alarms off and motherfucking knock some motherfucking paintings off the goddamn wall inside the house. Shit, because it's in the apartment complex. And Halloween, marijuana trees. That's what I said, motherfucker. Google ain't shit.
That's incredible.
Yes, we're getting it in. All this shit is pulling up y'all bullshit. Talking
what?
About the goddamn pot-laced I don't want to hear none of that shit. I'm looking for how to make the motherfucking shit. Motherfuckers. Them goddamn kids. Fuck the kids,
hey, what,
man.
What about that guy that called the cops saying that he's high? He needs help. Remember that?
Man, I got to find out. But you know, we might put that one on again. Man. Michigan sheriff.
Yeah, the Michigan sheriff. Yeah. That was hilarious.
What is this? Halloween highs from more than sugar. What the hell? Stone ghosts and ghouls aren't. I have the only problem with marijuana trees. Man, what's all this warning shit, man?
What's the warning?
Talking about they laced with marijuana.
That's it.
That's like, okay. And they, I mean, they're taking up all the fucking first three fucking. Oh, damn, man. What kind of shit is this? What is this? Here we go. Marijuana Halloween candy. Treat your kids to a healthy future. What? Hercules' parents find pot in Halloween candy. Who the hell's Hercules? Trick treat, puff pass, the best Halloween costume for stoners. Nah. I had to take my damn costume to the alteration shop to get the headpiece fixed on it. Then you seen my Fat Man costume, though, right? You seen the picture?
Yeah, that was hilarious, man.
So I got to wash the motherfucker, man. That bitch ain't washed in like 5 years, so it's been looking like hella nasty and shit. So I got to wash it up, and then I got it at the alteration shop. They altering it. Finna fit it to my head and everything. I mean, really customize some shit again. So I put that bitch on again. It's gonna be on the motherfucking pop, boy. I ain't let nobody wear the bitch this year because bitch fucked my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Chick took my shit into the club. She wilding out and then the motherfucker didn't come out and my shit ripped up. You know what I'm saying? Now ain't nobody know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know who did what.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so it's all good. But shouts out to the, just say alteration shop. Hell, they ain't got no name on it. Shouts out to the alteration shop. Shit, hook them the shit up. Cost me $15, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Can imagine if they couldn't do it, Frog, you'd lose out on the suit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's because the whole headpiece don't blow up. So if the headpiece don't blow up, the shit looks kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a black ass head with a white body and shit. Still look crazy with a black face with a white body, but fuck it, bitch. So I do. Shit. Everybody can't figure out what is it? That's just a sumo suit. God damn, you uncultured motherfuckers. Shit. Motherfucker, man, like y'all know what Japs and shit is. You ain't never seen a Japanese sumo version and shit. Weird. And see the titties hanging out and shit, thinking it's porn or some shit. Bitch, that's a sumo suit. What's wrong with y'all? White folks, titties! Titties! And I ain't going to E-Boy City down there where everybody, all the white folks be acting. All they want to do is grab on your titties and shit. Titties! You don't get your gay ass off of me. I almost came up out the suit last year because motherfuckers grabbed my shit too hard. And I'm like, man, what the fuck, man? Oh, sorry, dude, man. Fuck that. Man, I'm about to come out this motherfucker beat your ass, man. Drunk bitch. Shit pissed me off, man. Motherfucker. These white folks just get, and they get drunk, man. They get.
Wait. Oh, yeah. They get towed back, let's just say that.
They get wasted. I mean, that's what white boys say. We get wasted. We're going to go fucking get wasted. Yeah, y'all do. We going to get drunk. Y'all going to get wasted.
Y'all
going to
get
blacked
out. Y'all blacked out, and y'all don't know where the fuck you wake up. Shit.
And the leaders in DUIs. The white folks are the leaders in DUIs. They get the most DUIs out of anybody. Well, besides Mexicans downhill, because the motherfuckers got
it. Come on, man. I'm shut.
The Mexicans be off the chain out here, boy. Them motherfuckers, boy, they twice over the goddamn. When they get caught, them motherfuckers is twice over the legal limit. I guess they hold way more alcohol than the average drinker down here, cause, and they don't be swerving. It ain't from them swerving and shit. You know what I'm saying? It be on some old humbug tag tail light out of. You left your blinker on long, too long or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Made the cop get behind you. Something stupid is why a bitch always get caught. It ain't because a bitch be swerving and acting stupid. And that's why most motherfuckers down here get DUI or they get hit by the checkpoint.
You got hella checkpoints out there?
Nah. During the holidays, yeah, you'll find it popped up all over little spots. You know what I'm saying? But not for Halloween. Ain't gonna be shit out. Ain't gonna be shit out. And only like Labor Day, 4th of July, shit, when people drinking a lot. That's when they you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving, they ain't even going to be out. You ain't going to see them Thanksgiving, Christmas, they don't see none of that shit. Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, any of them days, you'll see them, like, people barbecuing and shit. That's when them bitches be everywhere. But if you know how to do it, you take the back route and you won't get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do. I take the back route. Stay off the goddamn main road. Everybody don't want to ride the main road. That's where they mainly at. Shit. Fuck that. I go all the way around. You know what I'm saying? I go 2 miles out the way just to be safe. Shit. Fuck that. I take y'all over there. So, that was getting in, man.
That's what's up. So, when's this big party of yours?
It started at 4 o'clock, Saturday, 4 to 9, you know what I'm saying? We'll be outside. If it's internet, you know what I'm saying? I'm at my homeboy, my cousin's laptop, so if it's internet out there, you know I'm going to be doing it live, so pump that bitch up live with the webcam up, like, this is what it do. This is what it do. I will be in costume. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have a good time. You fucked up, super duper fucked up.
What the fuck?
Have to party, bro, Cole.
How the hell am I gonna play an event on a Wednesday? Are you fucking serious? Get the hell out of here, man. I'm sorry, dude.
You say play an event?
Yeah, this concert promoter wants me to be the headline at some guy's event, but it's on a fucking Wednesday. Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, people don't really do show. I ain't know when. Right?
Come on, man. I mean, shit. If I was like, you know, Wetback Rich, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking 50 Cent or, you know, Lil Wayne or some shit like that. You know, I would fucking, you know, do Wednesdays. But, I mean, come on. I maybe get 20 people there.
Jesus Christ. Oh, so you got to sell the tickets and...
Yeah, then you got to sell the tickets. And, you know, most of the time, you know, it's my people that come. That's what I hate. See, all these concert promoters are smart, okay? They see that their people ain't got nobody. They see, okay, this guy's got a nice little crowd, so we're just going to invite him to be the headline so maybe his crowd could come and, you know, they'll see the crowd before, you know, the performers before him. Maybe they'll like him, you know what I'm saying? And then that's how they do it. I'm starting to notice that shit. But it's like... I mean, I don't got like a million trillion fan base, but it's like I got a nice little crowd. But when I go, when they tell me to do events and then other people come, they ain't got nobody. Maybe their mom or dad will come, but that's it.
Yeah, nah, it's fun. What the hell is that going on? down here, these motherfuckers, they got some shit going on where they got, like, I don't know, about 10, I think at least 10 artists. And they charging for, now these all independent artists now. These motherfuckers charging $40 in advance for the tickets. And I don't even know what they're charging that though. I said, all right, well, y'all motherfuckers tripping. Y'all ain't got no GZTI, no motherfucking matter them. And you relying off of all independent artists. And then the artists, I'm assuming they all are selling individual tickets. I'm assuming that. But $40?
Yeah. Hello. These people are like no names, but yet $40, yeah, they're going to go see him. They're going to go see him. It pisses me off because sometimes there's events that I do, they're charging $30 a ticket. Nobody's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody's there. Like, come on. Let's be honest. Let's get serious. Let's do $10, maybe $5 if we have to. But not $30 a per. Come on, man. You're not pulling no crowds like that. Unless you got a big name. But if you just got nothing but independent artists, good luck.
Yeah, they got the posters flying out there. I see them. They look good, but no. It's one artist on there, Tom G. You know what I'm saying? Who really is the crowd puller on there. You know what I'm saying? So I guess everybody trying to, you know, because he on there. But then you got other dude named Tay Bay, you know what I'm saying, who got one song who just happened to get it on the radio. And it's got a little street buzz. You know what I'm saying? But the other 8 people on that motherfucker is just who the fuck ever's on there. You know what I'm saying? Look like them and friends. So between them two, yeah, I probably said, okay, yeah, y'all might. And that's if Tom and selling half the tickets, you know what I'm saying, going to be able to bring a crowd. But $40, and you talking about $50 at the door? Nah, man. Miss y'all bitch got free drinks all night, and I mean all night, with free food. And shit, I don't know. They ain't a goddamn trick-or-treat bag, bitch, because shit. I mean, you got like fucked up, man. Shit. It's all good. I'm going to be somewhere Halloween night DJing for somebody, or I'll be, shit, doing my own swerve somewhere.
Shit, I would love to do a show on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, dress up and shit, do a rap. That'd be hilarious.
That's it. Hey, Halloween the best time, shit. Do, shit, let me think what you got.
Hey, do you guys still have Cadillac Williams?
No, I ain't heard from him in a while. Old broke-ass Cadillac.
Hey, do you ever see, like, your football players, like, you know, ever, like, around or anything?
Oh, like, walking around and shit? They be in the bar. Drunk motherfuckers stay in the bar. You ever want to meet the Bucks team? Boomerang, listen to the radio, and them motherfuckers tell you where all them drunk bitches will be at. And the whole fucking team be there. So I ain't really no problem meeting them motherfuckers. Cheerleaders is another thing now. You don't see them hoes. Them hoes behind that. Trying to get a motherfucking cheerleader. You gotta go to like Hooters or some shit when the bitch is doing a special or something. But the Bucks players, yeah, they always, them, Devil Ray, you can catch them at most sports bar, Boomerang, Martini, Club Sky, most of them all want to be Ritzy Club, and that's where they be at. Or out in Brandon, you know, be hanging out there. I don't kick it like that. Because them motherfuckers ain't smoking, you know what I'm saying? Shit, the fuck I want to hang around y'all for? Ain't no weed in there. I got to go. And I'm out. And keep all that goddamn superstar to yourself. You ain't smoking. Fuck it, I ain't hanging with you.
Well, Smelly, we only got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm sitting out here trying to T got a couple of mixtapes while I hit the blizzard. And then I laugh for the rest of the day until 4 in the morning. Long day today. Today's a long day. Whatever day long to me, shit.
Well, shit, I'll be on at midnight over there, so if you want to hit me up.
Oh, yeah, midnight. Yeah, because I got to go get a phone today, too. I'm going to go and get a fucking cell phone. Fuck it.
Shit, I had to buy a new one. I spilled my drink all over my shit.
I lost my shit, so I'll be up and running. I'll be able to call in. But,
all right, smell.
I'm going to play old King Rob. Get on up out of here.
All right, man.
Play some R&B. Don't forget, people, trilateralradio.com is officially up and running. You can listen to all the shows from right there that listen live, too. You know, your show, my show, Computer Lady, everybody shows up there, you know what I'm saying? So everybody can listen right there, chat room. It's always open. So you got to worry about ever signing in or nothing. So there you go. Trilateralradio.com. Check us out. Live. Bitches.
This that new shit, from my dog, you know what I'm saying? King motherfucking Rob, Revelant 813.
Smelly.
Smelly.
You want me to play it on the radio?
Huh?
You want me to play it on here?
What's that?
The King Rob.
Play it on the radio?
Yeah, it's right here. You want me to play it on Q?
Motherfucker, you playing with the goddamn switch. Goddamn it.
Stupid ass Blog Talk Radio fucking went blank on me.
Hell no. Nah.
Fuck Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let me see if I can.
That new shit, from my dog, you know what I'm saying? King motherfucking Rob, Revelant 813. Sexiness
got me. Told you, man. It's going. Gotta go full time.
Best around. Really wanna love you, really wanna let you go.